The Southeast U18 AAA Twins have a flawless record to start the 2023 Saskatchewan Premier Baseball League season. The Twins defeated the expansion zone 7 Sun Devils 10-5 and 16-5 Saturday in Unity. Sam Mallory had 3 hits, scored 3 runs and had 2 runs batted in, RBIs. The Twins scored 6 times in the second inning and twice in the third for a quick 8-2 lead. 3 pitchers shared the duties for the Twins, combining to strike out 10. In the next game, the Twins scored 9 times in the first inning and 3 more in the second. The mercy rule was invoked after 5 innings. Mitch Himmelspick scored 4 times, Carter Beck had 4 hits, 2 runs and 3 RBIs. Callum Hollinger and Mallory shared the pitching duties. The following day, the Twins won 7-6 and 11-7 over the Saskatoon Giants. The Twins gave up 3 runs in the third in the first game, but responded with 4 of their own. Connor Kerr had a run and 3 hits, and Spencer Copeland and Dax Brown had 2 RBIs each. Sutter Baylog and Beck were on the mound, with each striking out 6. In the next game, the Twins trailed 5-4 through 5 innings, but rallied with 7 in the 6th. Mallory had 3 runs, 3 hits and 2 RBIs, and Beck had 2 runs, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Cade Phillips and Kerr were the pitchers. The Estevan U18A Brewers are off to a great start to the season by winning their first 4 games. The Brewers defeated the Regina Blue Jays 8-6 and 12-1 on May 7. The Brewers then had 2 13-3 victories over the Prince Albert Royals on May 14. Estevan scored 4 times in the first in the opening game against the Royals, and had an 8-0 lead through 4 innings. The Royals had 3 in the 5th, but then Estevan added 5 runs, and the mercy rule was invoked. Tanyan Strudwick had 2 hits, 3 runs and 4 RBIs, and 8 different players scored. Justin Linthicum gave up 4 hits and struck out 7 in 5 innings. The second game also went 5 innings after the Brewers scored 5 in the 5th. Linthicum had 3 runs and Strudwick scored 4 times. Matthias Fornwald had 3 hits. Jaden Kachinka and Axton Martin combined to hold the Royals to 1 hit and struck out 8. The Brewers will be back in action when they host the Regina Pacers for a doubleheader on May 20 at 1:04 p.m. The Southeast U15 AAAAs went 2-2 to start the season. After starting with a 4-3 loss to the Moose Jaw Canucks on May 7 and romping to a 16-6 win in 6 innings over the Regina Athletics 2 days later, the A's, who play out of Alameda, faced the Sask 5 Giants on Sunday. They won the first game 8-4 and lost 10-7. The A's led 5-1 after the first inning and 7-3 through 3 in the first game against the Giants. Tyson Hardy had 3 RBIs, while Jackson Kachinka had 2 hits, 2 runs and an RBI. Hardy also went 5 innings on the mound and struck out 10. Yoron Frey gave up just 1 hit in 2 innings of relief. The next game was a 10-7 loss. The Giants led 8-3 after 4 innings, but the A's rallied for 4 in the 6th. The Giants pulled away with 2 in the 7th. Caden Dorrance and Tristan Brownridge each had a run, an RBI and 2 hits. 3 pitchers split duties for the A's. They were also scheduled to face the Regina Athletics on May 16. Results not available at press time. The Estevan U13A Brewers, who are the reigning Western Canada baseball champions, were slated to begin their season on May 16 against the Weyburn Beavers. Results were not available at press time. Then they will visit the Regina Blue Jays on May 22 and the Beavers on May 24. The Estevan U11A Brewers went 4-0 to start their season, sweeping a pair of doubleheaders in early May. Estevan defeated the Holfast Knights 14-6 and 6-3 on May 6. Then they blanked the Swift Current 57s 21-0 and 23-0 the following day. The Brewers will host the White Butte Broncos Blue on May 20 at 11 a.m. at Mel Murray Cactus Park, and then visit the Regina White Sox on May 21.